Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Toxic Cookware, Warnings and Solutions. By now, I'm sure you know about the health dangers associated with air and water pollution, plus the threat posed by household chemicals. But what about your cookware? Could it be damaging your health? Many experts say yes. Many stainless steel pans leach chrome and nickel. Cast iron pots can trap grease, which over time get rancid. Lead is present in many glass and enamel cookware items, and of course, nonstick Teflon pans leach a chemical linked to reproductive disorders and cancer. Today, we'll talk about a much safer alternative to toxic cookware designed to protect your family from harm. Joining the discussion will be someone who has been involved in the housewares industry and spent 23 years working for Corning, then as the co-founder and owner of the Renaissance Group International, and now as the founder and co-owner of CeramCore. On the Natural Health 365 podcast, we tend to raise awareness about health issues, but we love to talk about solutions. Before we get to our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now please join me in welcoming Richard Bergstrom to our show. Rich, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
Rich, why don't we start off by just, you know, talking about how you got so involved in the cookware industry?
Okay, that's a great question. In 1978, after I graduated college, I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to work for Corning Consumer Products, and at that time, they were the premier manufacturer of ceramics, mainly of pyro ceram material called Corningware. And at that time, the Corningware business was growing very dramatically. The only glass ceramic cookware that could go on top of the stove and take tremendous temperatures that would compete with metal cookware. And they developed a line of bakeware and then a line of dinnerware called Corel. So everything in that particular company was designed for the consumer as an alternative to metal cookware, which enabled it to go in the microwave, to go under the broiler, in the toaster, in the freezer, and refrigerator, and right to the table. And I had the pleasure of being involved with Corning for 23 years, and that's where I got my ceramics and glass background and understood the features and benefits of both glass and ceramic cookware.
Well, I guess you might as well talk about them now. It's obviously related to the kind of work you're doing now. Let's talk about what your cookware is called and, you know, where are they at now?
Okay. What was very interesting in the what made my transition from Corning to start my other companies is in 2002, Corningware was made here in the United States in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Their company was sold. Corning sold the company to a company called World Kitchen, and at that time they made a decision to no longer make Corningware in the United States, and they decided to close that particular manufacturing facility. So that happened in 2002. So when I found out about that, I saw that there was a void in the marketplace for top of the range ceramic cookware, and that odyssey took me from 2002 all the way into really 2007 when I found a supplier that could make ceramic cookware that would perform better than Corningware from a thermal standpoint, meaning it would cook better, foods would cook faster and better on top of the stove because ceramic has better thermal properties than glass. So from 2007 and 2009, we developed this cookware called Extrema, and we've been selling that for the last 6 years on our website and various internet websites and affiliate programs here in the United States and also in Canada, in Hong Kong, and South Africa, and also in Europe and the UK. So it's been a business that has evolved organically through people like yourselves and consumers who are very much concerned about health and the benefits of ceramics versus metal. And that's how our company has grown.
You know, Rich, we talked about this before the show started. This is, you know, like anything else, you know, high quality nutritional supplements might cost, obviously they do tend to cost more money than the ones that you see in some of the bigger box stores. And, you know, you go to the supermarkets and you go to department stores and you just kind of see all this cookware. You don't really know much of a difference. So I think it's probably important that we do educate the consumer. What makes your cookware so different than the other items that are on the market that most people see?
That's an excellent question. And having a background working with Corning, we knew that the ceramic was so much better to cook in because there was no leaching of any metals. When you look at the metal cookware industry as a whole, the single biggest feature of cooking with metal cookware, predominantly in the restaurant business and then also in the home, is that metal doesn't break. You can have a metal cookware pan, whether it's cast iron, whether it's stainless steel or aluminum, and it may last you 20, 30, 40 years. And during college, I worked in the restaurant business. I worked in the back end, working with the chefs. So all of the cookware we had there was very, very durable. But what was interesting is when we served food to our consumers at the restaurant, everything was served on either high-quality stoneware or porcelain, dinnerware, and it was never served on metal. And it wasn't until I started the Ceramcore company that I realized the significance of why, with the testing that we did, is why don't restaurants serve their food on metal, and yet they cook with metal, and it had to do with the presentation, and also it had to do with ceramic being 100% non-porous, so it was more attractive, and it was actually made a better presentation. But we took it one step further, and we found a lab in Pennsylvania, and over the last 5 years, we've been testing various metal cookwares versus ceramics, and we were astounded to find that most metal cookware, using the same testing standards that we do with ceramics, will leach heavy metals during the cooking process, especially if you're cooking with high temperature. And that was the tipping point that really turned our business from selling a product that was versatile to really going after consumers who are concerned about health and finding people like yourselves and getting the message out to consumers. And we did it basically online, organically. We grassroots, we dealt with bloggers, and we said, listen, there's a material out there that is going to be better for you when you cook your food. It's going to make your food taste better. The pan's going to be more versatile. It can go from the stove. You can go to the refrigerator. You can serve with ceramic. Very few people will ever cook an omelet in a 10-inch skillet and then take it to the table. I don't know of anybody who serves their food on metal plates. Yet all of the food is prepared in metal in restaurants, but we believe that if you cook with ceramic, you should also serve in ceramic, and then you could also store the food in ceramic because that's what our cookware is, you're enabled to do that. You can put that right from the stove to the table, right back in the refrigerator, and you don't have to worry about the leaching of any metals into the food during the cooking, serving, or storing process.
You know, I'm curious, Rich, are there any restaurants in the United States or anywhere else in the world, for that matter, that are actually using ceramics in preparing food and bringing it out like that? I mean, I'm just thinking as a customer, what an amazing experience that would be. Are there any out there?
Yeah, you know, there are a few mainly in Asia that will, they call it hot pots. In the Japanese will use this, and also in China, parts of Vietnam, Singapore, they do use ceramics in the restaurants, or actually they'll bring a hot pot with Sterno or a burner at the table, and they'll prepare it and they'll do that in ceramics. But I would have to say 99.9% of the restaurants are really locked into using metal cookware because of the durability factor. I mean, the only negative about any ceramic in a restaurant business is your ceramic plates and your drinkware, because that, you know, it's made of glass or ceramic and that can break if it's dropped. However, I think the benefits far exceed the breakability, because if you learn to cook with ceramics, it's not something you have to worry about. Do you have to be more careful? Absolutely. But the benefits far outweigh the disadvantages. But it's in the restaurant business, it's in the big box stores, it's very cost-effective to go to metal cookware because it's they've gotten the price down so low and they manufacture so much that you can buy a set of metal cookware for $29.99, and it's almost at the point now where it's disposable, but the customer doesn't realize that what they're cooking on has the potential to be toxic when they're cooking the food in it. And that's what we're trying to do, is educate the consumer through not only ourselves, but through various doctors and scientists and people who contact us, and we freely put their information on our website. So we really do, I think, a pretty good job of trying to educate the consumer by using, other experts, because we're not experts as far as the testing goes. We know ceramics, but I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a chemist, but there are other people out there who know that, and we tap into them and talk with them, and they share that freely with us, and we post that. You can find all kinds of information about toxicity on our website and the benefits of ceramic and glass and silicone and other things that are non-reactive.
That's exactly what we're going to get into next. This is a really important part of the program, is we're going to understand exactly what is ceramics. We're going to talk about the benefits of this cookware as well, because that's what it's all about. I say it all the time, Rich. It's, knowledge is power, to use a cliche, but it is so true when it comes to getting healthy and staying healthy. When we have the time, we really ought to just pick this out as a topic to look into and see if we can make improvements, just like we do with our food or our supplements or the air we breathe or the water that we drink. It's just, don't get stressed out by this, is always my message. Pick out something that resonates with you. Really dive into it and make some changes. You're guaranteed to be happy because of it. I want to thank our sponsor one more time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Rich, let's get right into it now. What is the cookware actually made of? Talk about it.
Okay, our cookware, Extrema cookware, is very simple, and it's something that has been made for over 8,000 years, and it's ceramic material. And ceramics come in different types of material, and that all depends on a firing temperature. We hear of a pottery, which could be earthenware, and then there's terracotta, which is fired at like 900 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you talk about stoneware, which is dinnerware. Traditionally, you see bakeware and dinnerware that is made of stoneware, which is fired at like 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you get porcelain, which is even stronger. In a lot of restaurants, you see the dinnerware; it's very heavy, but very, very, very durable. And porcelain can be fired up to 1,800 to 2,100 degrees Fahrenheit. And our cookware, what makes it so unique, it's made of clay, it's made of water, it's made of inorganic minerals that are from the Earth's crust. So it's the basic materials that all ceramics are made of, but it's our special formula, ceramic minerals that we use from the Earth's crust, and we get them from various continents. And some come from Australia, some come from Asia, and then that is put into a mixture as if you were just making a cake batter. But what makes it so unique is we fire our ceramic cookware for 24 hours at 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. And what that does, any impurities that you might have in the clay get burned off at that temperature over a 24-hour period, and then we glaze our ceramic cookware, and we also use the same. We use all glaze are made of oxides and ceramic minerals, and then there's color added there. We use no lead at all in any of our additives. So we then fire that again at over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and so now you have the finished product that becomes extremely hard, very durable, and also is non-reactive. So that means that if you cook any acidic food of any kind in ceramics, you won't, it won't leach. It won't pull any of the minerals out of the cookware into your food. And when I talk about that, you'll, if you, when you compare ceramics to metal, ceramic is a much harder material than metal. We could take any metal that is, other than titanium, and heat our cookware up to 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit and melt that stainless steel. We can melt aluminum very quickly in our cookware, and yet you can't, you'd have to get up about 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit to melt ceramic. So ceramic as a material is much harder in its strength, as far as not, you can't scratch ceramic like you can metal. And that's what you mentioned before, Jonathan, about, you know, Teflon. The reason why Teflon, there are some people who actually love Teflon because it makes the cookware nonstick, and you know, it, you don't have to clean, but the problem is it can scratch very easily. And then that also is a polymer, which is a plastic, a synthetic material that can, you can ingest if you're using metal utensils, and that scrapes off and then gets into your digestive tract. And that, those kind of materials are not bioavailable. They're not, they do, they add no value to you at the cellular level, and that's the problem with people that understand when they cook with metal. The metal that is leached from the cookware into your body is not bioavailable. It becomes a waste product, and most people, I would say, have no problem digesting that, and they rid that through their body. But a lot of people, they develop toxicity, and they can be chromium or nickel, which is in stainless steel, or iron or aluminum and aluminum cookware, and they have a toxicity, have a buildup of bitterness in their body and a cellular level, and that can cause medical complications. And I'm not saying that all metal cookware does that, I mean, but the potential for leaching metal in metal cookware is far greater because you don't use any metal when you make ceramics. Ceramics is a very easy and simple product to make, and there's a lot of potters here in the United States, and you can go in your local communities and see people who will make objects out of clay and fire that in dinnerware and all types of serving vessels. But our particular factory, we concentrate on making high-temperature ceramic cookware that can take tremendous amounts of heat, have same thermal properties as metal when you're cooking on top of the stove, yet are non-reactive, meaning it will not leach any heavy metals into the food because it's ceramic and we use no metals in the production of our ceramic cookware.
Rich, this may sound like a very technical, you know, niche-y question, but I have to ask you, is it that all ceramic cookware is non-toxic, or does it have a lot to do, as you just were describing, as to how it's manufactured, the heat point in which it's used? Because I'm thinking, the way you described it, if something is manufactured at a lower heat point, then maybe there's a possibility that something can become toxic in our food by using that cookware. Is that a fair statement?
That's an excellent question, and that can definitely happen, with, especially with the impurities when you're firing. When you look at any type of ceramic material that has a tremendous amount of color on it, like a ceramic vase, that is something that somebody wouldn't use to serve food in. That's more decorative. So those types of ceramic products that are very decorative that you might have in your house would use different colors, and they could, the potential for having lead in those types of paint would be prominent if it's fired at a lower temperature. But the sophistication now with the different glazes, and I travel extensively in Asia, and I know about the different types of glazes. I don't know of anybody that is shipping any product into the United States that that has any type of lead in their glaze, because there are very strict standards of having serveware in the United States when it comes to ceramic. And they don't do this with metal cookware. They don't ask metal cookware manufacturers to prove testing results of leaching of metal. But they do with ceramics as far as lead and cadmium. And in California, it's called Proposition 65. And every product that is made of ceramic in the United States that food is going to be either served on or cooked in has to pass California Prop 65 standards, or else you could subject yourself to a very nasty lawsuit. So we have testing labs both in Asia and the United States, and then we do not ship. First of all, we don't have any lead and cadmium in our product, but we adhere to California standards, and we also adhere to the FDA here in the United States for lead and cadmium. That's the only two metals that they really concern themselves with. But we test for whether it's aluminum or iron or nickel or chromium, and we do that independently. So not only do we pass the lead and cadmium test based on the strictest testing results out of California, but we also pass the FDA, and we pass our own testing standards that we've established for heavy metals. So, and we publish that on our website, Jonathan. What's interesting is when customers ask us, and one of the things they always ask me is, they said, well, Rich, where is your cookware made? And I tell them, you know, I work for Corning, and our product is made in Asia. We make our product in China. And as soon as I say that, they say, uh-oh, that's going to be a problem, because we know that different types of foods and products coming from China, there's been some negative publicity. And I said, you have to understand something. The ceramics industry started in China 8,000 years ago. No country in the world is known for their product like China is in making ceramics. They have the best artisans. There are more factories in the city that we make ceramics than there are in all of the United States. So when I started this company back in 2007, I tried to find a manufacturer in the United States that was capable of making our ceramic cookware. And unfortunately, there's only three major dinnerware manufacturers left in the United States. And I met with them. I spoke with them. They didn't have the capability or the artisans or the technology to make our ceramic cookware. And that's why we make our product in China, and we work with this factory for a long period of time to refine and make this product more durable, more attractive, so it had more functionality. So we're proud to do business in China, because they have an 8,000-year history. It takes 22 days to make our product. In the United States, we only have a 140-year history with making ceramics. So when you're talking about where would I have a product made where they have the best minerals, the best technicians, the best factories, the best artisans, if I can't make it in the United States, I looked at making it in Europe, but Europe cannot make the quality of product that we can. They couldn't find a factory in Japan. They couldn't find a factory in Australia. The only place that had the capability of making this was our factory that we now use in mainland China, and we've been doing this since 2007, and we continually make our product better, make our glazes stronger, and we're always kind of reinventing ourselves. So that's why, you know, I'm very, very pro in the ceramics business, and China is the place that makes the best ceramics in the world.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. You know, Rich, just like you were saying before, it's like anything else. You do have to find where you can get the best work done. But, you know, not everything is 100%. Some other things in China, it's not a good idea to purchase them there. They do export a lot of children's toys. There's lead in that. You know, we get it. So it's a great point that you made. For those that might have missed some of the things that you said earlier, can you just sort of sum up for us some of the health benefits of your cookware? This is important.
The number one benefit of cooking with ceramic is it does not leach any toxicity into the food during the cooking process. So your food is going to taste better. And we have consumers that email us and call us and tell us that when they cook eggs or any type of sauce, and they cook it in ceramic, especially people who use crock pots or they use, let's say, our 5.5-quart or a 10-quart, and they low cook for, you know, 7-8 hours, and they're fine. Then they come back and tell us their soup or their bone broth is so much healthier, because when you make those kinds of foods for a long period of time, and especially acidic foods, you can pull metal out of metal cookware, but when you cook with a ceramic extrema, you don't have that issue. You don't have to worry about that. And we're very clear about that. We show our test results that why that is. And ceramic is a material that is known for creating far infrared energy, so which is it's a technical term, but it actually helps keep the food moist. It enables the food to cook from the inside out, as opposed to when you cook with metal cookware, you have a hot cooking surface. Well, you're actually burning the food from the outside in, similar to if you're using a barbecue grill. And it may make the food look good, attractive from the outside, but it, from a nutritional standpoint, it actually, you know, pulls a lot of the nutrients out of the food. So when you cook with Extreme, when you're going to cook on a lower temperature, so it's going to be less energy. Ceramics hold the heat longer than metal cookware. So if you cook with Extreme, and you then bring a casserole or you bring pasta or any type of dish to the table, and you leave it on the table, it's going to stay hotter longer, up to, you know, we think anywhere from 50 to 60% longer on the table, where metal cookware has a tendency to cool off very quickly. And people don't bring metal cookware to the table to serve with, but if you look at our ceramic cookware in the various colors and the greens and the reds and the blacks, people are bringing that to the table, and so you're saving energy because you can store in that. You could take it from the table, put it in the refrigerator, and then bring it out the next day and put it in the microwave if you wanted, or you put it on top of the stove. But nobody's going to store their food or serve on a kitchen table and then put that in the refrigerator. So our ceramic material cannot be scratched. Absolutely, you cannot. You can, if you took a metal knife and rubbed it on our cookware, you would actually, because our ceramic material is so hard, it will actually make the knife dull. It'll leave a gray mark, and customers say, well, how come there's a gray mark on my cookware? We said, what utensils were you using? They said metal. Well, ceramic is a harder surface than metal, so therefore it's going to leave a metal mark on a cookware, and that can be cleaned off with baking soda and a nylon pad. And they're really quite surprised that ceramic, they find that, wow, they didn't understand that ceramic was so much harder than metal, and metal is very soft and can be scratched. So it's a product that will make your food taste better. It's attractive when you bring it to the table. It's more versatile. It can go in the microwave, can go in the toaster oven, convection oven, it can go in the steamer oven. It can go in your refrigerator, go in your freezer. And it's multifaceted. And that's what I learned when I worked for Corning. That was a product that was very versatile. And we wanted to do the same thing with our Extreme cookware, make it very versatile for the consumer. So it wasn't just cookware, but it was also serveware and also used for storage as well.
So, Rich, obviously people are going to be looking around. They go to the stores where they are and they say, what's going on? Why can't CeramCore be purchased in the store? I can't find it anywhere. What's going on with that?
Another great question. Having been in the retail business for 38 years, meaning I've called on Walmart and Target and great accounts like Bed Bath & Beyond, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I love retailers. They do a wonderful job when they're selling products that are well-known, and there's TV commercials for that. But when you're a new business like ourselves and people are not very much aware of ceramic cookware, putting our product on a shelf at a prominent brick-and-mortar retailer, they wouldn't understand what that was. And they would see ceramics versus an aluminum or a stainless steel cookware, and they would look at ours and say, well, I don't understand. So we knew in the testing when we developed this product and talking with several retailers and being at several houseware shows, we knew that we had to go directly to the consumer to educate them, not only through the spoken word and the written word, but also through videos. And it was a grassroots. We went through bloggers. We dealt with a tremendous amount of women and people like yourself who are health experts and said, this is what we think our product can do. We know what the benefits are. Can you help us get the word out? So it enables us to have a better control of our business, to deal directly with the consumers, which I think is the most important thing, because we believe that instead of a retailer telling a consumer about our product and some of the information might get diluted or misinformed, we go directly to the consumer, and that's the business model that we have, and that's the one that we found is most successful. and it enables us to react very quickly to the consumer when they have questions, and then also makes the product more affordable than if we were selling to a retailer.
Rich, I appreciate all the work you do. And just for full disclosure, I'm happy to say that we are affiliated with CeramCore, with your company. Obviously, anybody who chooses to go to naturalhealth365.com, we appreciate your support. You go to the podcast link, you click on that, and then you look for the show for Toxic Cookware, and you'll see the banner right there on that page. So you can directly go to the company and make the purchase. And for those that do that, obviously, a small amount of that money does go to us to help support our operations. We appreciate it. It doesn't cost the consumer anything more to do that. And the bottom line is, we only allow things to get onto our site that we believe in 100% and back up. So again, Rich, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Jonathan, it's a pleasure.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.